Original British drama on BBC Radio 3. Saturday night in The Wire from 9:30.
This is BBC Radio 3 on 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. 11 o'clock, time for Late Junction with Fiona Talkington.
The sound of one of the strongest figures in Cape Verde's Batuque tradition, Niamita Pereira. What is Batuque, asks a famous Cape Verdean poem. It's found when you are born, one leaves it behind when one dies. It's as boundless as the sky and as deep as the sea. Batuque is our soul. And that was the song of a mother longing for her child who's gone to another country to work. I'm Fiona Talkington. Welcome to Late Junction. Karen Tweed has a new album out. I know it's been a long time in the making and has been made with much care and thought and love. It's a solo CD full of beautiful music and some gorgeous playing and absolutely well worth waiting for. This is a medley called Lorraine.
Thank you. tell me it was over, baby, yeah, babe. When I saw you and that girl and y'all was talking, something deep down, oh, deep down in my soul said, go on, go on and cry, girl. When I saw you and that girl and y'all was walking back, hey, and I'd rather be a blind girl, baby, yeah, babe. Than to see you walk away from me, baby, don't leave me. Cause you see, I love you so much that I don't wanna watch you leave me, baby, no, no, babe. And another thing is, one more thing is, I don't want to be free. I was thinking, babe. I was thinking about your sweet kiss and your... tell y'all again. I was thinking, baby. I was thinking about your sweet kiss and your warm embrace. When I looked down in the glass that I held to my lips and I saw the reflection of the tears rolling down my face, that's when I knew I loved you and I couldn't do without you, and I'd rather be a blind girl. Baby, 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 baby. Your sweet kiss what you think I'm talking about? Thinking about your sweet kiss and your ooh, and y'all know what I'm talking about. When I looked down in the glass that I held to my lips and I saw the reflection of the tears rolling down my face, that's when I knew I loved you and I couldn't do without you, and I'd rather be a blind girl, baby. Be a blind girl. Hey, I don't want to see. I don't want to see. I said I'd rather Be a blind girl, baby, yeah, babe. Don't wanna see you leave me. Please don't go. And oh, baby, and hey, and hey.
Oh, there isn't a dry eye in the house here. The wonderful voice of Etta James, who died last month. I first fell in love with that song, like so many people, I expect, when it was sung by Christine Perfect, Christine McVie. But that was a glorious version by Etta, performing in 1986 live at Maria's Memory Lane Supper Club in Los Angeles. Before that, that was Karen Tweed from her brand new solo CD, which is called Essentially Invisible to the Eye. And that was a set called Lorraine. Three tunes there, Mannen uten Minna, Lovely Lorraine and Miss Honoria. And if I'm not mistaken, the album title refers back to a line in The Little Prince. One only sees clearly with the heart. What is essential is invisible to the eye. And staying with the ladies, this now is Peggy Seeger.
Was a little girl, I wished I was a boy. I tagged along behind the gang and wore me corduroys. Everybody said I only did it to annoy, but I was gonna be an engineer. Mama told me, can't you be a lady? Your duty is to make me the mother of a pearl. Wait until you're older, dear, and maybe you'll be glad that you're a girl. Dainty as a Dresden statue, gentle as a Jersey cow, smooth as silk, gives creamy milk, learn to coo, learn to moo, that's what you do to be a lady now. When I went to school, I learned to write and how to read some history, geography, and home economy. And typing is a skill that every girl should need to while away the extra time until the time to breed. Then they had the nerve to say, what would you like to be? I says, I'm gonna be an engineer. No, you only need to learn to be a lady. The duty isn't yours for to try and run the world. An engineer could never have a baby. Remember, dear, that you're a girl. She's smart for a woman. I wonder how she got that way. You get no choice, you get no voice. Just stay mum, pretend you're dumb. And that's how you come to be a lady today. Then Jimmy come along and we set up a conjugation. We were busy every night with love and recreation. I spent the day at work so he could get his education. Well, now he's an engineer. He says, I know you'll always be a lady. It's the duty of my darling to love me all her life. Could an engineer look after or obey me? Remember, dear, that you're my wife. Well, as soon as Jimmy got a job, I began again. Then happy at me turret lay the year or so, and then the morning that the twins were born, Jimmy says to them, kids, your mother was an engineer. You owe it to the kids to be a lady. Dainty as a dish rag, faithful as a child. Stay at home, you got to mind the baby. Remember, you're a mother now. Well, every time I turn around, it's something else to do. It's cook a meal, mend a sock, sweep a floor or two. I listen in to Jimmy Young, it makes me want to spew. I was gonna be an engineer. Don't I really wish wish that I could be a lady. I could do the lovely things that a lady's supposed to do. I wouldn't even mind if only they would pay me. And I could be a person too. What price for a woman? You could buy her for a ring of gold. To love and obey without any pay, you get a cook and a nurse. For better or worse, you don't need a purse when the lady is sold. Ah, but now the times are harder and me Jimmy's got the sack. I went down to Vickers, they were glad to have me back. But I'm a third-class citizen, my wages tell me that. And I'm a first-class engineer. The boss, he says, we pay you as a lady. You only got the job cause I can't afford a man. With you I keep the profits high as maybe. You're just a cheaper pair of hands. You got one fault, you're a woman. You're not worth the equal pay. A bit you're a tart, you're nothing but heart. Shallow and vain, you got no brain. You even go down the drain like a lady today. Well, I listened to my mother and I joined a typing pool. I listened to my lover and I put him through his school. But if I listen to the boss, I'm just a bloody fool and an underpaid engineer. I've been a sucker ever since I was a baby. As a daughter, as a wife, as a mother and a dear. But I'll fight them as a woman, not a lady. Fight them as an engineer.
Very heartfelt. Peggy Seeger there, going to be an engineer. It being Ash Wednesday today, this now is a very short piece by William Byrd, written in the 16th century for Ash Wednesday services. Memento homo. Remember, man, that thou art dust, and to dust thou shalt return. Such beautiful harmonies. The dust is surely glistening in the light. William Byrd's wonderfully rich Ash Wednesday motet, Memento Homo, sung there by the choir Alamire, directed by David Skinner. Now, a few Sundays ago, I was stopped in my tracks in my kitchen by the sounds coming out of my radio. Yes, it was Stuart McConey on The Freak Zone on BBC Six Music. And what I was hearing was this very strange, eerie voice. As it turned out, this was a track by Current 93 called The Burial of the Sardine, and it's named after an Ash Wednesday tradition in Spain, the culmination of processions marking the beginning of Lent, and it's also depicted in a painting by Goya. Well, big, big thanks to Stuart and the lovely Freak Zone team. I have it right here now for you to experience as well.
Yeah.
Frode Flatland's version of Grieg's Til Våren, to Spring. Andreas Bjørkås played a Norwegian lullaby, and first of all there, The Burial of the Sardine, named after a Spanish Ash Wednesday tradition from Current 93, featuring the voice of David Tibbett. And many thanks again to Stuart McConey and our friends at The Freak Zone on BBC Six Music for lending us their copy of The Sardine. Well, let's not leave Spain for the moment. I've been playing this piece quite a lot recently. It's a beautiful piano piece by Albéniz, named after the city of Córdoba, which brings together so many of the cultural influences of Andalusia. It moves from the ancient calm, it works itself into a frenzy, and then it quietly disappears. And I like this recording by the pianist Alicia de la Rocha. Thank you. I've fallen in love with that piece. Albéniz's Picture of the City of Córdoba, played there by Alicia de la Rocha. I'm Fiona Talkington and this is Late Junction on BBC Radio 3. You'll find all the music details on the Late Junction playlists. You'll find those on the Radio 3 website. And you can get in touch with us by email late.junction@bbc.co.uk. And you'll find me on Twitter at Fiona Talkington. This is an Iranian singer called Nelly, much loved for her songs and her style in Iran in the 1970s. Without you, I'm a room without windows, like a toy thrown away on the ground. That's another track from a compilation of 1960s and 70s Iranian pop music. The voice there of Nelly, who eventually gave up singing and came to the UK to study dentistry, apparently. Jerry Diver's most recent project, and one which is about to tour, is based around recordings of interviews with Irish musicians Joe Cooley, Damien Dempsey, Shane McGowan, Christy Moore, amongst others. This piece uses a recording of Margaret Barry talking to Alan Lomax in 1953.
Margaret, tell me about where you were born and your brothers and sisters, your father and mother. And
yes.
Start off at the beginning, because I never did hear it.
You didn't. You're going to hear it now.
Margaret, tell me about where you were born.
Well, I was born on the 1st of January 1917 in the city of Cork, Peter Street. Well, my mother was 17 years married to my father. I remembered her up to 12 year old. Any further than that, I just saw her dying, you know.
What was she like?
Well, she died. She was dying, you know.
What was she like?
Very lovely woman, beautiful. You know, I don't think that there's such a lovelier woman than a man who got her. Such a lovelier woman. Well, then. When she died, she called me to the bed when she was dying, and all her friends was right around her. And you see, I hadn't a bit of sense, she called me over and says, Margaret, my Margaret. My Margaret. My Margaret. I had no understanding, I'd be running down the stairs. My mother's dying. Of course, I wouldn't say me mammy, like. I used to say mammy, you know. Me mammy is dying. She called me over and she put me hand like that. She says, Margaret, my Margaret. My Margaret. But then when they were coughing her, you know, putting her in the coffin, one of the old women, they lifted me up and made me kiss her. You see, the thing is, I had no sense and I didn't mind very much. We kissed her, she was dying, you know. So now I remember, this is coming back to me heart. Every day, I cried for days and days. When she was threw up, that finished me. I always had her there in my heart. Which when grew up, anyone, my name, her name, bringing up her name, that finished me.
Jerry Diver, featuring the voice of Margaret Barry, recorded by Alan Lomax in 1953. And that comes from Jerry's recent speech project. And Jerry's about to tour, starting on the 2nd of March at the Purcell Room in London, going on to Oxford, Cambridge, Kendal, Shrewsbury, Lincoln Sale, Bury, the Sage Gateshead, Birmingham, and ending on the 24th of March at Opera North in Leeds. This gamelan from Bali was the one Colin McPhee fell in love with in the 1930s. It used to belong to a palace where it was played outside the royal bedrooms. But when it fell into disuse, Colin McPhee arranged for it to be brought to his village, where it was lovingly cared for by Imade Leba, who died about 15 years ago in his 90s. This is a well-known court composition called Tabu Gari. Thank you. We seem to have ended up in Buenos Aires. Rodolfo Mederos, one of the finest bandoneon players in Argentina, joined there by the guitarist Nicolas Colacho Brizuela in El Choclo. Hints of Mexico before in Nan Caro's Study Number 6. Nan Caro actually lived in Mexico for many years, and that was played by Thomas Ades and Rolf Hind. And the bright and delicate sounds of the Balinese gamelan Simar Pegulingan. First of all there, a piece called Tabu Gari. Tomorrow night I'm going to be playing you the latest in our series of Late Junction collaborations. And this time it features current Radio 3 New Generation artist, the clarinetist Shabaka Hutchings, and beatbox vocalist and electronics composer Jason Singh. Well, here's a taster of what's to come.
I'm improvising to an extent, but not kind of pasting one level of improvisation onto another setting. It's kind of finding a way of just interacting in a true sense with another musician.
Mm-hmm. I mean, for me, it's the thing about the fact that we're two musicians that use our breath, you know, and Shabaka's playing his sax, you know, that's the technology, and he's using his breath to manipulate that technology. And in terms of what I'm doing with, you know, my breath and a whole heap of loop stations and you know, software, again, it's kind of using the breath and manipulating the breath, because everything you hear in what we're doing is just two voices.
Shabaka Hutchings and Jason Singh, looking ahead to tomorrow night's Late Junction collaboration. Now, you know how much I love the new CD from Alog, long-standing experimental Norwegian duo, collectors of sounds and ideas and people. And this latest album is just brilliant, I think. Well, here's another track from it, the title track, in fact, Unemployed. Oh, that was Alog and the title track from their new album Unemployed, recently out on Runa Gramophone. Nigel Bryant sent me this CD. Nigel's in a duo called The Untied Knot with percussionist Matt Donovan. Quintessential English melancholy, he says.
Thank you.
That's the Scoville Unit, who formed for a one-off show at the Celtic Connections Festival in Glasgow in 2010 and decided to stay together. Catch them live in Thames Ditton and in Petherton next month. And before them, a duo called The Untied Knot and a track from them called An Act of Kindness. I'm ending Late Junction tonight with music from the new release by the pianist and composer Matthew Bourne, Montauk Variations it's called, which includes a bit of an insight into some of his musical passions, including a love of English composers, people such as Finzi and Frank Bridge, and most of it was recorded at Dartington. First of all, in this sequence from the album, a tribute to Keith Tippett, one for you, Keith. And thanks for your company tonight. Hope you can join me again tomorrow night at the usual time of 11 o'clock. Good night.